This was the second nightclub disaster of the week. A stampede killed 21 people in Chicago. And both events are raising questions about fire safety codes that were supposed to keep people safe. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Videotapes show the blaze at the Rhode Island nightclub starting as a small fire near the stage. Fire professionals say if that was the case, a proper sprinkler system could have quickly extinguished the blaze, but no sprinkler system was required. The building was not big enough. John Buckman is fire chief in Indiana's German Township and a national expert on fire safety. He says that fire codes often fall short because builders often get trade-offs for other safety features.
Well, if you build a building out of this material, if you build it out of wood frame, it has to be sprinkled, but if you build it out of steel construction, it does not have to be sprinkled. If you put exits in, if you put a different kind of construction material, then you don't have to sprinkle that building.
Buckman says those trade-offs can compromise safety, and he says in his experience, many business people design their buildings with something else in mind.
They are not concerned about fire. They are usually concerned about making sure that they have the alcohol, that they have the patrons in there so that they're served properly. In many cases, they will lock an exit because they don't want people coming in the back door and not paying the cover charge in order to get in the front door.
There's no indication that happened in Rhode Island, but Buckman says fire inspectors often spend much of their time inspecting and reinspecting chronic violators. That eats up a lot of time that could be spent examining other buildings. Even when a facility has gotten the okay from the fire marshal, small changes can make a safe building very dangerous. Gary Keith, vice president of the National Fire Protection Association, says owners sometimes make those changes after the inspector has come through.
It's things as seemingly innocent as interior finish, what's on the wall, but it's a change from what the what was originally intended, originally designed, and can have consequences sometime down the road.
Investigators often find out that a blocked exit or two or a change in materials helped set off a chain reaction that added to the death toll, even if a building has plenty of exits that won't help if everyone rushes to one door. Most people instinctively leave the way they came in. Fire safety consultant Jake Paul says a little bit of crowding can quickly become fatal.
Even five people pushing against each other can develop a force of about 700 or 1,000 pounds against the person in front. And if that person is stuck against a door that isn't opening or something like that.
Paul says people usually do not panic in these situations. If anything, they help one another. But they are often defeated by simple physics, the inability to escape a jammed door. Paul Wertheimer of Crowd Management Strategies says there's another phenomenon at work here. He says promoters can pack more people into so-called festival seating events where there are no seats and patrons just stand around. He says it creates a crowd control nightmare.
When people stand in big crowds, they're harder to handle, they're harder to manage, they're harder to communicate with, or if something occurs within the crowd, it's harder for first responders to reach people in need.
Wertheimer got involved in the crowd management business after a stampede at a 1979 concert by The Who left 11 people dead. He says the deaths in West Warwick and Chicago show that architects and engineers need to design concert facilities in a way that anticipates potential disaster. Safety officials say that need has always been there, but it must be taken even more seriously because of a new threat, the possibility of a terror attack on a crowded building. Larry Abramson, NPR News.